Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It is 21 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. Air Canada says it's working hard to regain the trust of customers after a three-day strike by thousands of flight attendants caused chaos at airports across the country. Passengers are still scrambling to get to their destinations. A day after the two sides reached a tentative deal and Air Canada started getting flights back in the skies. Earlier today, the airline's online dashboard said 90% of domestic flights are expected to operate over the next 24 hours, along with 54% of other international routes. Air Canada is offering customers with cancelled flights a full refund or credit for future travel if they can't be rebooked on a competitor's flight. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says it presented new offers to Canada Post today, seeking higher wages than the Crown Corporation's latest proposal. Unionized workers rejected Canada Post's most recent offers in a direct vote earlier this month. That offer would have included wage hikes of around 13% over 4 years and added part-timers. Canada Post has warned the service is bleeding millions of dollars in business daily, tied to uncertainty around collective bargaining. Provincial police say they are seeking assistance from the public in locating two suspects who allegedly stole 8 faucets from a hardware store in May. They say the theft happened in Orangeville shortly before 9 in the morning. OPP say one suspect entered the store while the second remained outside in a white Chevrolet Trax. They say the suspect who entered the store is described as having a beard, a thin build, and wearing a baseball hat, a white shirt, and dark pants. It's time to discover Stouffville. The town of Stouffville has adopted the Discover Stouffville brand to serve as its primary tourism identity. As part of the new visitor plan, the town has identified 26 action items focused on developing tourism experiences. The updated Discover Stouffville identity will be rolled out in the coming months. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays hit the field this afternoon for the rubber match against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Toronto won last night's game 7-3 after losing Monday's opener. Hot country weather, cloudy skies this afternoon and this evening. The chance of showers this evening, 15 overnight. Thursday, clearing skies, 26 the high. Friday, sunshine and a high of 27. Right now, in Newmarket, Aurora, it's 21 degrees. From the Hot Country News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.